Charlie checks us.
CM Kitty 4 FDI. K4 RM mobile.
Access mobile.
How are you? This is Fred, K4 RM mobile.
Hey Fred, there was another station here making a call. Let's leave a pause here. Let him finish his call real quick. Okay. Good morning, Fred. How are you?
For Friday morning, a cool Friday morning. Sure.
It was good, man. It's nice and cool. I think it was like 55 or 56 this morning. But it's a nice cool day. I got lots to do today.
Remember correctly, you're in the HVAC business. You got an install today?
No. I got a couple estimates to do, and I got to do a leak check on the system this morning. Right now, I'm going to getting some equipment for Monday's install.
That other station needs to come in. Well, very good. My oldest brother was in that business for a number of years. I'm somewhat familiar with it. I kind of know what you're going through.
Turning around to do. And I've got to make a turn here, and I doggone it. His damn cars don't let me over. Oh, well. Yeah, I'm doing my thing today. Got running around to do. I'm hoping to be done by 2 o'clock today or something. Be done with it for the weekend anyway, unless I get any calls. Shouldn't get any AC calls this weekend. Maybe a heat call. I don't know.
It cooled down overnight, and it's supposed to be cool again, I think, tonight and tomorrow night. And so you're not likely, like you say, to get an AC call, but somebody trying to crank up their heat system, that could always present a problem.
Yeah, it could backfire, ha, ha, ha. If it's gas, anyway.
Yeah, like I say, my brother was in it for a good number of years. He's 9 years older than me. He passed away in 2007, but anyway, I watched him through that business for quite a few years. He was down in Greenwood, not local here, but he had a pretty good run at it.
I'm down in Florida most of my AC career, and you know, I've been doing it for like coming up on 18 years now.
I claim you've seen about everything there is to see.
I'm sorry, my phone went off. Say that one more time, please.
18 years in that business, you've probably seen about every scenario you can imagine.
Not really. There's always something new that comes in. You know, you got new equipment coming out with new problems, and you know, I've seen my share of different issues up here in Florida.
Like I saw something, aren't they raising the SEER ratings on some of these new systems?
They're not going to have 14 SEER systems anymore. Everything has to be 15 SEER now. To me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I understand what they're trying to do. You know, it gives them an edge to raise the prices a little bit. But my feeling is if the house is leaky, you got air leaks and gaps and not enough insulation in the attic and things like that, that's going to affect your air conditioning bill more so than putting a high SEER system in. The high SEER system, I don't think you're going to earn the money back from the electric savings over the cost of the system, to be honest. That's just a numbers game.
And my dad was a builder, and he was sort of an old-timey builder. He built the houses tight and believed in insulating them to the max to prevent exactly what you're talking about.
In some of the new construction around here, I've been in some of the homes that are newer, and they're terrible. The way they build them is just incredible. You close the front door, the inside doors rattle because the structure is not tight. You know, the windows aren't tight. It's just, you know, I don't know. That's just my feelings on it.
The quality of the buildings has just gone down. I've seen that as well. Some of them aren't even square. When they framed them up, they didn't get them square. So that's a problem right out of the box. But But yeah, I grew up with a dad that was an old timey builder, and he believed in making them square, making them tight, using insulation to the greatest efficiency that you could, and then let your heating and air system work off of that.
Oh yeah, no, that's exactly right. I was listening to a show, an overseas radio show one time, and they were talking just about that, where over in Europe and stuff, they concentrate on building, you know, their buildings and houses more efficient, so it takes less energy to heat and cool them. And that's a philosophy I don't think we have over here.
They had it at one time in the past, but not so much nowadays. Everything is pretty much mass production. Throw up these box houses in no time flat, and you know, just slap them up, frame them up, don't even square them up or get them good and tight, and then you got all the problems that flow therefrom.
Yeah.
Up in there, KB2HXS in the group, breaking station, go ahead.
It wasn't me, I'm just listening. My son will call me a little bit when you guys finish, but I'll wait for him. W4FCM standing by.
Haven't heard your son.
Excuse me, Mr. Olive. Go ahead. KB2HXS is going to stand by for a minute. Back to it. All right, Fred. Well, listen, I'm almost where I got to be. I'm on Rutherford here, and I'm going to get into a little bit of a blind area here for the repeater. So I'm going to bid you 73 for now. I got to turn and burn here. I got a lot to do today. So have a good day, Fred. KB2HXS is going to be out, 73.
Have a good one. Talk later. K4RM Mobile, I'll be clear. Go ahead, Fred, if you need to call your son.
Not on yet, but I'll see if he is. Okay, thank you. Katie for FDI, W for FCM.
FDI.
Hey there, you are. Morning, son. Love you. How are you?
Get ready to go outside and take a nice cool day today.
Yeah, nice and nippy. Had to wear, get out in the shorts for the first time. I don't like being in pants, but hey. Yeah, we're going to Pete's house tonight. That'll be good.
That good. That's really good to eat. So I've been there probably, it's almost been a couple of years. They do have a pizza inn over in Powdersville. Do you know that?
Yeah, they got several of them. Yeah, I enjoy it. It's good to eat, good food, and so it's a fun eat.
Yes, and Steve, here soon. We saw about 5 or 6 deer yesterday, about maybe a couple miles from here. So they're all over the place running around.
Yeah, they're in heat now at rut, so yeah, when they're rut, the bugs are chasing them, the does are crazy, like jumped out in front of Heather and totaled her car. So, yeah, well, I just finished my shower. Here, I get my foot dressed here, but love you, and always good to hear you. W4FCM.
So, I'll have to catch live PD tonight, watch that, and stuff like that. So, I did watch it last week, so I'm trying to get a hold of it and watch it. We went up to North Carolina yesterday, up to that different apple orchard they have. We tracked some new ones out. Went to Granddad's, and then Justice Orchard, and then there's Step Orchard. So we went to 3 of them. So we've been to most all of them now.
Chris Justice, he has one of those that won. McGregor's is open. They got the best chow chow in the world, hot chow chow. You'd love it. I may go there this week. Give me a couple canned jars of it. Highway 11, where Purdue's used to be, W4FCM.
Yeah, we got to check that one out, so it's not too far away. But, I actually met Chris Justice's father up there, a really nice guy. Talked for a little bit and talking about Chris and how he got interested in the weather because he realized the weather affected the apple crop so much, so that kind of sparked his interest a little bit.
Yeah, Chris explained that. I always watched the frost, see if it was going to kill his father's crop. He's a good old boy. There's a big wreck this morning right here, 276-25. Come together where the TR sign is. Big wreck out here, but mother's going to go somewhere. It should be clear where she goes.
Good morning.
Yeah, going over to get some Zyrtec. Allergies so bad. Get you somewhere at a discount, so try to get that. Okay, we're at the IW4FCM.
Work or help this morning, so I got to go pick them up. So we'll catch you later. It's nice to hear from you, and we'll talk later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Yeah, don't do much on patrol. I'll watch it 9 to midnight tonight. I enjoy it more than when you're watching. I always want to call you. And I always say, oh, Jonathan saw that. So I'll be watching 9 to midnight. RW4FCM sign. Always get a gun and assault later.
Start watching it, hopefully around 9 o'clock. So 9 to 12, right?
M and 4ZLK Mobile. ZLK Mobile.